really good. It's not something that I'm going to spend too much time talking about hoping in 2020. Yet. I understand that there's clearly, because it's on the radar, there's some interest. But from my point of view, I've got one obligation, that is to help and steer and create an opportunity for our football club to be successful in 2020. And that won't change. You know, there's some challenges there now in front of me that are a bit different than they were at the start of 2020. But my job, my responsibility is to give this group and this team and this club a great opportunity in its 150th year.
Ken Hinckley, earlier on today on Gerard Whateley's program with a little bit of bed music of Let's Groove tonight. Keep your requests coming through. Geez, some heavy metal fans out there. I didn't realise how much the audience for this program is bathed with heavy metal fans. Hi, Dwayne, Paranoid by Black Sabbath. I'd love to hear Slither, Velvet Revolver, anything by Springsteen. Yeah, fair call that. Isolation by Alter Bridge, Cemetery Gates by Pantera, anything by Little River Band, Insomnia by Faithless, a little bit of Australian Crawl Shutdown, and some lovers of Metallica out there just want more Metallica. 0433 98 11 16. Throw in your request, put your name with it so we can dedicate it to you when we use it as a play on. Matty Keenan with his Isolation Diaries not far away, but Sam Edmund, SEN chief reporter, has been good enough to join me from the isolation of his home, and I'm in the isolation of mine. Sam, welcome back to you.
Might have to turn to the metal, Dwayne. I haven't gone down that track yet, but look, anything works. I don't know about that choice of music for the discussion around Kenny Hinckley, Lex Groove. That's a bit like Dennis Pagan. Let's dance. It's like dancing with your sister.
Yeah, look, I've been spending my whole weekend. I have not left the house from Friday night when I got home to this morning when I went out for exercise. So Saturday and Sunday, I did not leave the house at all. So I stayed in.
Treadmill.
I have got my treadmill, and I've got my son is playing online. So he's gigging as much as he's ever gigged. So I listened to music, watched him online. They take requests around the world online, dueling piano style on their live stream. So I've been watching him every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night these days. So it's been more enjoyable for me because I never usually get to see him gig. Right now I'm getting to see him gig to thousands every weekend, which is rather nice for a change. But no Pantera gets requested in the dueling piano, so I'll have to throw a bit of Pantera at him. They get a fair bit of Springsteen, and boy, do they play the Sweet Caroline over and over. Ken Hinckley's future, it's interesting, Ken, because if he only has to make the finals to keep his job and we have a top 10, he's virtually got it kept.
Oh, surely we can forget about this. Ken Hinckley, I reckon, Dwayne, has the biggest alibi football has ever seen. You just can't tell me that they're going to move on Ken Hinckley, regardless of what happens. And they might very well have a very encouraging season. Certainly the early signs are positive, albeit against the Suns, who are enormously disappointing. But you can't tell me they're going to move on Ken Hinckley with everything that's going on and possibly even more uncertainty and more unforeseen and unprecedented situations ahead of us. They're going to move on him, surely. And that goes for any coach that might or might not be under pressure this year. The Simon Goodwins of the world, who might have felt a bit of heat had things not started to look up for Melbourne as well. Surely not, Dwayne.
Well, let's face it, no club's going to be in a position to pay coaches out for a year of coaching they don't do. That's one thing we won't be able to do. I'm interested, you're a soccer man, Sam. Does it look like Liverpool will be handed the EPL title? It's highly unlikely they're going to get any more of their season, isn't it? And what do we do with ours here if we don't get any more A-League? Do we just hand it to Sydney FC? They surely deserve it.
Well, to answer your first question, Dwayne, I don't know what they're going to do about Liverpool, but I do know that I love razzing my Liverpool supporting mates about them not winning the title, because they've never won a Premier League title, Liverpool. And there's a great meme doing the rounds. There's a lot of them at the moment, called Social Distancing, and it has a Liverpool emblem drifting further and further away from the Premier League trophy, which I quite enjoy. But they're talking at the moment, and gee, this sounds desperate, doesn't it? But the Independent over there in the UK is talking about the FA, the controlling body there, the Football Association, moving towards a World Cup-style camp in the Midlands in the UK, where they try to get all the teams there in isolation, never mind the fact they're going to have to play each other for the remaining few rounds of the season, just to try to finish this thing. As I say, it sounds increasingly desperate. It would be behind closed doors, but they're running out of time in that game, given that normally wraps up around this point of the season, and the Euros were due June, July this year, of course. So they need to wrap it up. They need to find a resolution there. boy, Liverpool supporters, though, super anxious. And yeah, to answer your question about the A-League, I mean, I know they play finals in our domestic football competition, but around the world, of course, it is given to the team that finishes the home and away season, as we refer it to, on top. At the moment, that's Sydney, and pretty comfortably so, too, I might add. They got three games in hand, I think, over the next best side, and they're 8 points clear. So they've only got, what, six or seven games to go? I would argue, using the NBL model, perhaps, with the Wildcats, that Sydney are most deserving at the moment.
And you've got some NRL news as well?
Yeah, look, they've announced their... Well, the Daily Telegraph reporting they've guaranteed the survival of their 16 clubs by announcing their emergency funding package. It's $40 million, Dwayne. They had a phone hookup earlier today. Now, the clubs get a monthly grant from the NRL in the vicinity of $1.1 million. Instead of that, they'll get a $2.5 million one-off payment until the season resumes. And the players in that particular competition will accept, or will be told to accept, a 50% pay cut on their contracted wage over the next 7 months until October. So that is similar to the AFL model, notwithstanding the fact that if we don't resume, obviously, in our game, then our players will take a 70% cut.
Hmm. Catch up with you tomorrow, Sam. Thanks a lot for your time today. I really appreciate you joining me.
One day at a time, Dwayne. We'll be right.
Sam Edmund joining me, SEN Chief Reporter. Maccas are recognising those in the healthcare system that are working tirelessly to look after each of us and our loved ones at the moment. So to say thanks, Maccas are shouting any healthcare workers a free small McCafe hot drink or a medium soft drink until the 17th of May. So make sure you head to your nearest drive-thru and Maccas will look after you with that. Matty Keenan still to come. Don't forget, Bob and Andy are going to join you after I as well. So I'm looking forward to Bob and Andy a little bit later on. But to Matty Keenan in isolation, and I'll read out of a few of your texts and take a call or two as well if you want to jump on the line. 1300 736 736 next on Dwayne's World.